Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore Today. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore, and here we are on a Tuesday and a beautiful day here on the North Shore. And Rick, looking at some of the news stories making news, it's the Salem News, for example, today, their front top of their front page is pretty much kind of some local connections or reactions, more likely local reactions to the Orlando shooting and so on. There is a story by Ariana McNeil about a restaurant, flatbread restaurant, which was, I think, at one point considering going to Beverly, has changed their mind and are going to Salem. So Flatbread was a sole bidder last year to open a new restaurant in the Beverly City-owned waterfront on One Water Street, but the city rejected the proposal since it did not meet the requirement for public access in the request for proposal. But now the same flatbread developers are crossing the bridge into Salem, planning a restaurant at the former Goodyear tire site on Derby Street just over a month after the auto shop closed. Flatbread is planned to open September 1. So a new restaurant coming to the city of Salem. So they are definitely becoming a restaurant city. There's no question about that. A lot of restaurants in the city of Salem, and now one more. So flatbread.
Well, my wife has a saying that on the North Shore, you can't throw a rock without hitting a good restaurant. And I think that's true. And in Gloucester, it's true with pizza places, too. But restaurants everywhere. Salem's got a you can't name a city or town that doesn't have a great restaurant on the North Shore.
But a tire store, it's harder and harder now to find a tire store.
Thanks. A tire store?
Well, they're going into the Goodyear tire store.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was looking for some stuff for the kitchen. My wife is having the kitchen redone, and I have had to find some particular things. So I went to different places, and then I ended up at F.W. Webb up at the Blackburn Circle in Gloucester. And I said, geez, I'm glad you guys are here. You have exactly what I'm looking for. When did you open up? And the guy looked me in the eye, and he said, 10 years ago. So I had no idea that there was an F.W. Webb in Gloucester. I'm right on top of things, Bill.
Yeah, there's a lot of those around, I guess. Yeah, so
well, apparently.
Yeah, so well, whatever. And what did they have?
Well, it was a new business.
What did they have in the F.W. Webb? What?
It's plumbing and heating supplies for the most part. And I needed something for our heating registers in the kitchen, and they had exactly what I needed. I went to other places, big name places, and they didn't have it. In fact, one place said, "Oh, we don't make those. They're not being made anymore," and blah blah blah. And the gentleman at F.W. Webb, he said, let me go out in the warehouse. I'll be right back. He goes out in the back and is back exactly what I needed.
Nice. Great story.
Yeah, it was great. Yep. Well, up in Cape Ann, Bill, there's also a new business opening up. You mentioned the restaurant in Salem that will be opening up. A place called the Brass Monkey. You remember Palazzola's on the west end of Main Street in Gloucester closed a while back after 40 years as a sporting goods store, and the Brass Monkey is now open, and it is I don't know what you'd call it, a specialty shop, an antique shop, a gift shop, something like you'd find in a tourist town, maybe on Bearskin Neck up in Rockport. It's the same kind of thing, only it's gigantic, 11,000 square feet.
And what will they have? What will that place be?
It's antiques. And what did I read? I just read it.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's a gift, a gift and antiques emporium. It's called the Brass Monkey. And again, it's with Palazzola's. And it's almost across the street from Tonno, the new Italian restaurant owned by the Braga management team. And Tonno's is Italian for tuna. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else here. There also is a story on the front page by Ray Lamont about a gathering last night at City Hall in memoriam for the victims in Orlando. And very somber picture on the front page of people who were there.
Yeah. No, I think a number of communities had those kind of vigils and memorials last night and probably will continue. There was also an event up in Beverly yesterday, and Paul Layton writes about this in today's Salem News. A suspicious device left on a table at Bertucci's restaurant, this would be up in North Beverly, led to the evacuation of the shopping plaza Monday at noon and prompted police to call the State Police Bomb Squad. two bomb technicians, one of them wearing heavy protective gear, x-rayed the device and determined that it was non-explosive. It was a nylon-type bag with a wire coming out of it, he said. Sounds like something like you and I would carry around, Rick, to be honest with you. And it couldn't possibly be tied to a switch. So as of 7 p.m., authorities had not determined what the device was. The police said that they were trying to gauge whether the bag was left as a hoax or had a legitimate purpose. A police press statement later in the evening described it as a hoax device, but did not offer any further details. So that that definitely drew a lot of attention. I did not see the stories, but I know the Boston TV stations were covering that big time yesterday, and as was the Salem News as well, as they should. But it was turned out apparently to be a hoax. There's one other story, too, probably breaking around the same time, I'm thinking. The firefighters converged on the Encanto Lodge on Endicott Street Monday night for reports of a fire in the building. Firefighters were called to that building. Some 57 occupants of the building were evacuated. Firefighters ran a single hose line from Endicott Street to the front of the building. That's the one by Denny's across from the Liberty Tree Mall. And firefighters on the roof worked to extinguish the fire. Let's see, the fire was extinguished at about 8:45 with relatively minor damage to the building, and there were no injuries. So good news on that one. At first, I saw some news breaking on that last night. It did look like it might be a little more severe than it was, but the firefighters were called. So that's good news on that front as well.
Yeah. Good endings in both cases. On a different note, this weekend, some celebration up in Essex as the Essex River Essex River Day will feature a free Sunset River cruise, and that will be from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Essex on, let's see, it kicks off right, okay, let me just read this because I'm messing it up. Let's see, Essex River Day, Saturday, June 18, chance for everyone to enjoy resources, softball game, picnic, music, bonfire, kicks off on Friday, June 17, when Essex River Cruises will be offering a free sunset cruise from 7 to 8:30 p.m. How cool is that? Reservations, though, are required as seating, as you might expect, it will be limited. First come, first serve. So for a free Essex River cruise, call 978-768-6981. There will be a cash wine and beer bar aboard. Great time. It's a beautiful little cruise, very safe. It's in the inlets, Essex, Ipswich, Essex Bay, and so on. And then on Saturday, Memorial Park on Martin Street behind the police and fire departments. There'll be a softball game for all ages from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Relay races, bring a picnic, dinner, snacks, and so on. And there'll be a bonfire at 8:30 p.m. And this is this is all sponsored by the Essex Merchants Group, the Essex Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce. And again, more information on that, 978-768-7039. So sounds like a lot of fun up in Essex this weekend.
You know, Rick, I was out in Lowell last weekend for both the baseball game on Saturday and some softball games on Sunday. And when I went to LaLasher Park for the baseball game on Saturday, you drive by the National Historic Site, the Mills, the Lowell Mills, which is I remember taking my kids there years ago, and it really is an outstanding take. I assume it's still all there. I don't think they do all the things that they used to do. They used to even have a canal ride, which was really kind of neat. But again, I don't know if they do all of that stuff. It's worth checking into, but it's so close to us, and it is, it's really just a great resource, and it was a fantastic take. So again, it's not directly in the North Shore area, but the Lowell Mills, the National Historic Site and Museum, is really a great take, and do check that out. And while I'm on that verge, on that avenue, also the National Parks, the Saugus Ironworks is also a fantastic take. Somewhat overlooked, I think, by folks sometimes in our area, but definitely, things you can do in a day or less. So just keep an eye on that this summer as the weather begins to turn nice and you're looking for something to do.
Yeah, lots of good stuff around, and thank goodness for the internet and us.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Rick, well, those are some of the stories, I think, making news around the North Shore. Folks are gearing up, I guess, for the 4th of July. Do you realize it's now less than 3 weeks away, the 4th of July?
Well, in Gloucester, yeah, we realize that. They're building the St. Peter's altar at St. Peter's Square for St. Peter's Fiesta, which will start on Wednesday, June 22. And MSO will be there with streamography.com. Andrew Nicastro will have live streaming video of events beginning on Thursday. Thursday. We're going to have seine boat races. We're going to have the greasy pole contest Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Should be a blast.
Yeah, should be great. And that's a great take. And then I noticed as we transition a little bit into some other things, I noticed the Agganis committee has announced that Mark Betancourt and Lou Ciccatelli will be the two Agganis football coaches this year. And that game will be played on Thursday, June 30th at Manning Field. The Agganis Week will start the Sunday before with their award ceremony. And then I don't know if it's softball or baseball or what are one of the sports. They now have lacrosse, softball, baseball, soccer, and, of course, football. So they got all these things going on. And but the football game is Thursday, June 30th, the end of the Agganis Week, honoring Harry Agganis. And so Mark Betancourt of Peabody and Lou Ciccatelli, the two football coaches there, two very successful North Shore High School football coaches doing that. Also struck Rick, we've got a couple of events coming up. A little shout-out to the Marblehead girls lacrosse team. They lost to Walpole last night, and I know they had their hopes very high and hoping that they could go down and get this game. They were played out in Wellesley out at Babson College, but they lost last night 15-6 the score. So that one did eventually kind of get away from them. And let me see what else we have here. Oh, the Ipswich boys lacrosse team. They're in action today. They are, let's see here. Ipswich will be, I'm looking at the wrong thing here. I'm looking at the game store here. They'll be playing in the state semifinal game. This is the North title game, I guess. So they'll be playing today at 5 o'clock. And the one other note, the St. John's Prep baseball team in the Super 8, even though they're in the loser's bracket, they're continuing to win after losing their opening game in that tournament. The boys lacrosse game, is the state semifinal game. Right, they won the North title, so they're in the state semifinals, and they take on Dover-Sherborne at Concord-Carlisle. That game's today at 5 o'clock. So that's really – that's the one tournament event that we have going on today. And then, of course, we've got the Danvers State Championship baseball game against Dover-Sherborne. Dighton-Rehoboth. I know there were two names, but I got them wrong.
Yeah.
I got both of them wrong.
Concord-Carlisle, Dover-Sudbury.
Dover-Rehoboth. Yeah, Concord-Rehoboth, whatever. Carlisle-Dighton, whatever it was. So, anyway, it's Dighton-Rehoboth. And so they'll play on, and I think they're the Falcons, too, believe it or not. So it'll be the Falcons versus the Falcons on Wednesday night. And we have that game live radio Wednesday night here on MSONewsSports.com.
Yeah, we had Vikings versus Vikings. I think it was in the winter sports. We had Winthrop and Rockport. It is a Rockport. Am I confused? Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, we had Vikings versus. You'd have Vikings versus Vikings. Yeah, there's Vikings.
Yeah.
There's the Triton Vikings, Rockport, yep. Right? And then Winthrop.
Winthrop. Yeah, and the other thing is I'm really looking forward to today finding out who is the Moynihan Lumber North Shore Student Athlete of the Year on both sides for male and female, and we will find out sometime during today, and I'm sure we'll have information on that either today or tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that'll be big story up. So the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year award winners to be announced today at noon at the Salem Country Club. That's always a good take. And so we're winding down in the spring 2016 season here. So I think those are some of the stories, Rick, making news around the North Shore. Let's see here. We also put up yesterday the second edition of our Political Insiders with Cos Evangelides and Mike Schultz, as they talked about a number of different things, including that Essex County Sheriff's race. So that post is up there. You can click on and listen to that. And so I guess that's pretty much it. Good luck to Ipswich lacrosse today, the boys lacrosse team, and, of course, Danvers baseball playing tomorrow. So this is coming down to the end here. All right, Rick, I guess that's it. How's the kitchen coming, by the way? Just a final wrap here for folks. Are you
all? Well, as soon as we get done, I have to go check it out. The workers are there for the final day, apparently, the carpenters anyway.
The final day? Does that mean it's going to be all done?
No, just the carpenters.
Oh.
Do you have a test?
Gotcha. All right. Well, that'll do it for us here today. With Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for being with us here on North Shore Today.